we're holding in Simchat Torah Samach Gimel Sif Beis, so we have to see the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Beis. So Sif Katan Dalet Shenifratz. So the case of the Chatzar, which is Nifratz B'Miluyai, which is the Makom HaAsur Lo, and the Pirtza is extending out to it's next to a some type of place which is we make it also to carry. It could be Carmelis. It could be a Rishus Rabim, or theoretically it could be another Chatzar which wasn't Misarev with it, because that would, if it's porous between the two Chatzarus, so it's like there's no Ruvi Chatzarus in the Chatzar. Okay. Bimaluyam Ritzlomer Kolokosa means the whole wall, one whole wall was totally removed. So Ad Eser Amos. Ve'ad B'chlau. Up to 10 Amos, this includes 10 Amos. Da'afta Ba'al Makaimalon Di'im Nifritz HaKosel Eser Amos Nechshav Apirtza Kepesach. We've discussed before that a opening which is up to 10 Amos is considered a doorway. That's only if there's walls and there's an opening in the wall. So we say, oh, that's the doorway into the area. If the whole wall is removed, that's not a doorway. That's lacking. That's a pirtza. Okay. So if you if he could do a tikkun of a pass of dalat tvachim, or two paths on each side, each one a mashu, or if the wall wasn't nifritz lagamri, so there's a little bit left.
What's the pass Pesach?
Yeah.
What's the pass Pesach?
I mean a board. So if the wall is partially remaining, so that's also going to be acceptable. So if it's on one side, you need a remaining wall of four tefachim, and if it's on the two sides, so mokim echad hanubur risha kosel means towards one end of the. So it has to be immediately adjacent to the other walls. If there's a gap in between, if the gap is larger than what remains, you're going to have a problem of osavir d'hagisa. So it means it's remaining and it is adjacent to the other walls. That's what it means with Rosh HaKosel. And if it remains on two sides, you don't need four tefachim, you need a tefach mikan, a tefach mikan. So now the Machaber said before, if you're putting a pass there, you're putting these boards there, see, each one can be a mashu if it's on two sides. Over here we're saying you need a tefach on each side. So lav dafka tefach, eladai b'shnei mashahuyin. Each one being a mashu was sufficient. You can now be mimed pasin lechatchila, the same way if you put a board there for that purpose. Kushkasa b'es Yosef, v'ayin b'ri alocha. So in the b'ri alocha, he brings, this is actually a machlokes, whether that's true or not. It could be, if it was not put there for the purpose of being a pas, you get a tefach. And he's been machriya lemaisa like the shitas which are mekel, that even if it wasn't put there explicitly for that purpose, still you a mashu was sufficient. Fine. So these pasin that you're referring to, this pas or these pasin that you're referring to, or the wall, is begay basarto. It has to be made. It has to be at least 10 tefachim high. It doesn't have to be the full height of the rest of the wall. The wall might be higher than that. That doesn't bother us. But less than that, it's not accept. That's not going to work. Now, if the Pirtza is just even four tefachim, if that four tefachim is the whole wall, came in Shubim Maloyah. So, Haibim Maloyah Lav Dafka. The film Nishtara Mekaisel Shayim Vashosha Tvachim. Kol Shumiat Lagabi Aparitz Tzarek Tikum. So even if it wasn't totally removed, but if you would have four tefachim open and two or three tefachim remaining, it would still be a problem as well. So ela osil afuke hechad ha'omer meruba. But what he is saying is that in a case where the omer is meruba, there's a kaimalon on the ruba kekuloi v'avikis sosum. V'avishenu machzik arba tefachim kol shu mashu yosim ha'aparetz isagi. So I get a situation where the omer, if the omer is four tefachim, it works as a pas. So the scenario which we're discussing, that the omer was not four tefachim, but as long as it's a little bit more than the seconds, how's that going to work?
Wait, so if it's in pieces, the total of four tefachim, it's still a pas?
No. The pas has to be four tefachim to have a din of a pas. But he's saying that we're discussing over here a case where the whole wall is only four tefachim wide. So he's saying, and it's porous be muluyoy. So the chara, lavdafka is porous be muluyoy, because even if some of it's left, but that what's left is not four tefachim. Let's say the original width of the thing was seven tefachim. And four tefachim fall down, so you have three tefachim remaining. So you have a wall left, you have something left, but it's not wide enough to be a pass. And then, since the opening is four tefachim, you now have a problem. You have to make a tikkun in it.
So is this the shitasa that we say omer meruba even by a single side?
Everybody holds you say by single side. The question: do you say it by double side? Is the question?
I thought the Rav Shulchan said you only say it on the entire border. Did I misunderstand that?
Well, the gabi this halacha of pirtza, that don't have the Rosh. But we're discussing the fourth wall.
Right.
How much of the fourth wall is remaining?
Right.
We're not going to take into consideration the other three walls because that's not what the discussion is. Right. The discussion over here is: do we have something which will be goyder this fourth side? So I have to discuss omer meruba or poritz meruba on the fourth side. I don't think the Aruch HaShulchan would disagree with that.
How would the Aruch HaShulchan disagree with
that? Except maybe if it was like 5 to 2 parks, the Aruch HaShulchan would still say it's not parks b'milu. Maybe who said b'milu means literally b'milu.
But he's also saying it's not parks b'milu. It's lav davka, he's saying.
If what's left is only 4 times.
No, I guess fakir, if the opposite case thing. If it was like 5, if it was the majority omed, we should like certainly okay then.
If it's left to the only 4 tefachim, why can't we say it's a dalas? That's a reasonable size for a door.
But if the opening is larger than what's remaining standing,
so it's a dalas.
Because once it's parts meruba makes it as if the whole thing is open, and the problem is since then it comes the whole side is open, you need to do a tikkun. So
you're saying if we initially build the wall and then we cut a door in it, and the omer is meruba it's still a door because we built it as a door.
Right.
So that's okay. So it's the initial situation that counts.
Right, but over here it's just that, have, right. Yeah, it wasn't built to be a door.
Right.
It's built to be supposed to be a wall, but now the wall is gone. Halachically, it's because it's parts merubas, as if the wall is gone. I mean, again, we're in a scenario where you would have it would be only part of a full wall. So up to 10 amos, as we're saying, is a pesach. The problem is over here; it's considered parts b'muluy. So therefore, it's not a pesach. But this last case, I'm not sure what he means. He's saying in a case where it's omer meruba, even though it's not masik arba tevachim, kol shu mashu yosem ha'aparetz isagi.
There's no single piece that's four amos. There's a whole bunch of one amos pieces, but it's the majority of the wall.
So wait, is that just not just saying that once that even if the pasta doesn't become four, as long as it's no longer it's bigger than the opening, then it should be okay.
Right, so if the oimid is 3.5, and the porus is over 3, the porus is less than 3, it's lovin. And if the oimid is 4, it's a pass. So for sure it works.
Well, it could be 4 in the middle, where it's not a pass. But even so, if it's majority, you don't have anything. It's not porus from the middle.
I'm sorry, what?
I could have 4 which isn't the pass because it's not in the mirror, it's not in the corner. Like 4 in the middle doesn't have a different pass, no?
Well, the Mishnah Berurah is not working with it. The Mishnah Berurah is working with the case. He's saying, even though it's not 4 Tvachim, since it's a mashu more than the Purah, it's a sake. The reason why he's avoiding 4 Tvachim is because it's 4 Tvachim. Of course it works because it's a pass.
Right.
He's trying to find a scenario, if it's less than 3, it's loved. If it's the gap. If the wall remaining is 4, works as a pass. I don't care how big the gap is. So the scenario was if the opening is more than 3 and the porridge is more than 3 and the oimid is not 4 yet, but since it's more than that amount, that's good enough because else then oimid merubah. That's what he's cheshbonning out. Yeah.
But he manages to say Mishter Mikos of Bezal Gimel Tvach. He doesn't say love it over there. It's Bezal Gimel. Like the previous case.
Right. They're saying Bimalua is Lavdavka.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, Rabbi Pachas Mishloish appears, she's Sakan, appears to be mixes, while Yishtar Ela Pachas Mishloish. So over here, if the gap is 4, all I need to do is make it less than 3 and make it love it. Also, how you could love it. Kloshkinim appears to Lohoya Ela Pachas Mishloish, the Ain Sar Shum Tikun Natamse. Because and that'll work even if the parts is more than the oimid, because lovin is not considered parts, right? Now, if the parts is more than 10, even though it's not the meluyai, if you lo enim meluyai, ha'ilish alav davka, if you lo oimid meruba la parts, kam ken osir, the kilo nifritz kol kosel dami. Right.
Just a regular dinner
for a person. Right. Now, there's the lashon sounds like filling in meluah means, but the majority is open. It sounds like it's in a case where the majority is closed, it would be better. It says not true. But tzurz pesach, how do you feel kashim in meluah? But on the other hand, tzurz pesach will work for this area which is more than 10 amos, even though it's more than 10 and it's be meluah, tzurz pesach still works.
What's this you made?
Sorry.
What's this you mean? What opening is more than 10 amos?
Mechaber is saying when the opening is more than 10. Mechaber is saying the opening is more than 10 amos, you might have to make a Tzurz HaPesach. You can't make a pass. You have to make a Tzurz HaPesach. So then Mechaber says, even if it's more than 10, even if it's not bimuluah, you need a Tzurz HaPesach. So I could infer incorrectly. So I could infer, okay, when it's not bimuluah, but there's something left, then Tzurz HaPesach will work in more than 10. But if it's bimuluah, Tzurz HaPesach won't work when it's more than 10. That's not true. Even if it's bimuluah, Tzurz HaPesach will still work. Okay. stuff. Then we did Sif Gimel already also. So the case of the Mavui, so the Chazal were matter with a Lechi, which the Lechi is Bimashahu, Koshahu. He turned a Lechi. After the Chotzer being a Dafka pass Rochel Rabbat Tvachim, by Chotzer we said on one side, just putting a post there, it has to be a board which is four Tvachim wide, which is why I refer to it as a pass, a board as opposed to just a Lechi. The more it's made for private usage, the more full walls you would expect. They use it for more private uses, to eat there, etc. To be considered the bona fide private area that it is, you need to have, to give it a din of a valid Rishos Yochid to carry, we're going to say we're going to tailor our definition of the Mechitza, Lagabi Heter Tiltel, not Lagabi Chiyav Deraisos, based on what's called a normal usage for that place. You don't do private type of usages in the Mavui. If you die by Mavui, Belechi. Violet Kamama Siv Chavav, Shel Davka, Kashain Rocha, Pisco, Yosem, Yasser Amis, Void Protamine Shom. So, but if the opening is more than 10 Amis wide, that's a different ballgame. And that we'll see later on. Kol Shehu. So he says, Kol Shehu, he says, I feel a pachas mi etzpa. The reason why he's saying that there is a Shita's Rishonim which says that this Chazal Lashon of Kol Shehu meant an etzba. So he's saying that that's not true over here. Even less than an etzba is acceptable. B'Pesach HaMavi, and the commandment Sif Lamed Aleph, what that means, where you're placing it, B'Pesach HaMavi. Potentially there are two scenarios, or more than two scenarios, but if this is your Mavui, here's the back, so you have a wall on this side, a wall on that side, and you have a wall back here, and this is open. So this is your Pesach Mavui. So this is inside. You could put it here. You could put it here.
What is inside?
You could put it here. Right? So we're going to see later on in Sifla Manal, when we say Pesach Mavui, that needs to be explained a little bit more, exactly what Pesach HaMavui is. Does it mean extending out from the Mavui? Does it mean extending into the Mavui? Or what about if it's placed behind? Well, that's which is a strange case, but it's discussed as well.
What's all this thing you just said?
You place the Lechi in Pesach HaMavui. Where, as he says later on, in Sifla Manal, we're going to discuss what exactly that means, Pesach HaMavi. Where in the Pesach HaMavi is a valid placement? Asar Tvachim, Miru Vachim, V'lem Mitzum Samim. So when we say Asar Tvachim, we measure the Asar Tvachim. There are two ways to measure a Tefach. You can measure a Tefach with your fist very tight. You measure your Tefach with your fist loose. So that's called Tzumtzum or Miru Vach. So for this purpose, it has to be tefachim meruvachim, which are a little bit larger. So the difference between a tefach, which is meruvach, and a tefach, which is mitzumtzum, adds up to an amah, which is six tefachim, adds up to a chatzi etzba, but it's not a significant amount. So ten tefachim, which is almost double that, it's that's six, so this is ten. So for argument's sake, basically it's an etzba. It's another etzba word difference. So it's talking about Hanei Fila Mavui Shegaboya Esim Amo. What?
What is this last measurement?
The Mishabura says that the ten Tvachim have to be measured meruvach, not mitzumsum.
Yes.
Right? So the halacha says the difference between measuring it meruvach and mitzumsum is one half of an etzba per amma. An amma is 6 tvachim. So if I measure loosely, it'll end up to be a half of an etzba more than if I measure it tightly. So now that's for 6 tvachim, and amma is 6 tvachim. We're discussing 10 tvachim. 10 tvachim is almost double, right? It's almost two amas, so it's almost the thickness of an etzba. Okay.
It's almost the thickness of a finger.
If I said that for 6 tvachim you add a half of an etzba, for 12 tvachim you add an etzba, right?
Yes.
So for 10 tvachim it's almost 12 tvachim. It's almost an etzba. What?
1 2/3 fingers.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
If for 6 tvachim you add a half of an etzba, for 12 tvachim you add a full etzba. So for 10 tvachim, 5/6 of an etzba. Yeah. Good. Now, if this halacha of the 10th vachim of the lechi will work even if your mavi, the walls of the mavi are quite high. Even if the mavi is, the walls of the mavi are extremely high, doesn't make a difference. I feel a kasher. Now, you can use a balei chaim over there. Even if you tie a person there, it all works as long as the guy's not falling down on the job. Mari, she tie him. Mari shalohidiyo she'emidu l'shem lechi. So the case was that we didn't inform him that he's there because we said before, make him chitzim b'nei adam only works if we don't inform them. So now, say if so, im kem evad yelech lo, shal yamad sham kol hayom, chen bina dafka kasha. V'yesh v'kem v'filim hoidiyoi, shem yishkach v'yelech misham. If you're medim, some hold that works, but on the other hand, we can't rely on the fact that he's going to stay there just because you're medea him. I'm saying wrong. They are holding that medea over here works, but the reason why you need kosher because you weren't medea him, and therefore he's going to walk away. If you're medea him, you assume he's going to stay. Then the second, the other person says, no, even if you're going to medea him, but you know, he might forget and walk away. Therefore, you always would have to tie the guy down, obviously, with his consent. Fine. What time is it? Abdallah. Im yesh ksas kersel baruch revi oyle mishum lechi bovad shehei boi ruch of tefach. So now, if some of the, there is a little bit of a wall on the fourth side, that could be a lechi. But over here, instead of taking zamashu, the shear is a reich of tefach. Okay, and we'll see the mishabur about that. And yesh klas ksosel, after loy na'asa l'shem lechi, kamalon de lechi, avin me'elov, gam ken kosher, kem kum esef yiral of ayin shal. This is a mechukas in your yalka gam in Tinabai and Rava. The lamin is lechi, avin me'elov, a lechi which is there on its own, wasn't put there intentionally for the be'el lechi. So is that a valid lechi or not? So we paskin lechi v'meilov. We paskin like a bayu. The lechi v'meilov is kosher. So therefore, the lechi over here is this piece of wall left will be sufficient. If it has to be rechav tefach, ein bir locha. So you look at the locha v'atshi heber rechav tefach. So now the mishabura does something funny. So makaber. The pasuk le'al gam ken linyan chotzer the mishtar mina pirtz abin and shei dafka pashal tevach mikan and mikan. So he says before with the case of the chotzer also it's if it's a remaining wall which wasn't put there intentionally you need a tefach. Now the mishnah before said it's lav dafka. He didn't tell me the mechaber holds his dafka and the Rambam was arguing. He just told me that the mechaber it's lav dafka. Now he's saying no the mechaber is going to so that it's dafka. Right, like that's a little bit strange. But the fima shechran al yel, the dinam mikamer sharam the loychomer nishtar meim also lechatchila v'sagiv mashu. We passed it over there, not like the makaber. So Mishabur was saying before when he said lav davki, he wasn't saying that's what the makaber meant. He's saying, this is what I'm paskening, not like the Mechaber. So over here also, you don't need a tefach remaining. The same Yehudin bin Yonin bin Yonmavi, Erlo L'Shem Lech, I feel an issue rock mashu menakos. Now, he adds a kenech, which we'll see later on, the Lech Yom Me'elov, if you put a Lech there intentionally, automatically, it's a Lechi. Lech Yom Me'elov, even though it's kosher, you have to know about it, and you have to know about it and decide to use it before Shabbos. It's called Somakolav Me'erev Shabbos. So over here, this remaining wall, which is only a mashu, you have to have been aware of it, that it's there. You can't say, oh, look at Baruch Hashem, there's a little bit of wall left, that's good enough. So it has to be, Bovad, he says, Shiro Dover Zeh, Meir Shabbos, he saw it. We assume if he saw it, he planned to use it. But he Hinei Lavush B'mashu, no. The Filu, So the Labush wants to differentiate between the two. Mishabur is saying that that's not correct. Okay, let's stop here.
Differentiate.